بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The battle started by the people of Palestine is not a battle between one army and another. So it is not possible to estimate their power by, for instance, counting the number of their tanks. Rather, it is a battle fought by hearts and souls that are not afraid of death. Each selfless Palestinian youth who stands up to the occupying Zionists threatens them like an army. It is not possible to confront such people with tanks, missiles, warplanes, and military helicopters. A single man who does not fear death and is prepared to lay down his life for the sake of God and his obligations can be the greatest threat to unfair materialists. Palestinians' enthusiasm for martyrdom is not based on emotions. Rather, it is based on faith in Islam, the Judgment Day, and life after death. The arrogant powers will always face this threat wherever there is genuine Islam.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The arrogant powers have to fight Islam in order to dominate Palestine. Fighting Islam is the same as fighting the world of Islam, and this battle would get them nowhere. The fact of the situation is that they have displaced a nation from its homeland, and this displaced nation is entitled to reclaim its homeland. This battle is a struggle for their rights. America calls the struggle terrorism, but it does not think that the Zionist brutality against Palestinians is terrorism. Today, the Palestinian nation is an oppressed but highly courageous nation, and it is fair to call Palestinians heroes. Palestinian people are resisting single-handedly and fighting with their bare hands, and they have made the materialistic powers of the world, which have all the means of suppression and massacre, helpless. The usurping Zionist regime must be dealt with mainly through A. imprisoning it inside the borders of the occupied Palestinian lands, exerting political and economic pressure on it, and isolating it. B. ensuring the Palestinian nation's resistance inside their country and providing them with what they need until they achieve final victory.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.